Welcome to the Republic of Work in Cork, Ireland. It's on the South Mall, right in the centre of the city. And the sound you hear is the sound of business people, almost all men, not exclusively though, chatting to each other over cups of coffee at the start of the day. Now, let me tell you about an organization that is meeting here. I don't know what they're going to discuss. It's a private meeting, but IBEC Cork, and we are in Cork, provides a comprehensive range of services to over 400 member companies from all types of business sectors, varying from local indigenous companies to the larger multinational corporations. Through connections, knowledge and influence, IBEC Cork is the indispensable resource where Cork employers and business people join forces. So that's what it is. The room is now emptying, so I don't have to speak so loudly. Now, what does IBEC Cork do? It works to improve the competitiveness of business in the region by empowering members to learn, exchange views and ideas, and by ensuring that members are kept up to date with market conditions, innovation and best practice in business. That sounds to me like the mission statement. Now, the central role... Oh, actually, let's tell you something else. The driver, the key driver, and I am, of course, as you guessed, talking from the website. The key driver of IBEC's regional business agenda operates through a regional executive committee, which meets four times a year to discuss national, regional and local issues and to input those issues into its policy formation. Now, the president of this regional executive committee is Dave Ruane. He's the CEO of Irish Mainport Holdings, Dave Ruane. To the best of my knowledge, Dave Ruane is also very closely associated with Republic of Work. I'm not an insider who can tell you exactly what the association is, but for all I know, he may be a chair or something, or he may be a founder. Oh, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this just because it is of huge interest. And there's a rumor, in fact, it's more than a rumor, that at this meeting today will be nine members of the Irish Parliament, TDs. You know, organizations can come here to Republic of Work without having nosy reporters like myself finding out what they're doing and putting it out into the public domain before they choose to do so. So they're perfectly entitled to hold meetings here in confidence. By the way, the CEO of Republic of Work, DC as he's known, Donal Cahalan here, is wearing a very fetching blue suit top and a pair of blue jeans and a pair of dark brown shoes. And he's looking very relaxed chatting with people here today. I personally, I don't own or have any shares, but I do have a big vested interest in the success of Republic of Work, and I must say I'm very satisfied to find that IBEC is here. This is, I understand, or I've been told, their first ever meeting here, and it is a symbolic at least, or representative at least, of the success of Republic of Work in providing a facility in the centre of Cork City, almost within walking distance of Kent Station, the main station in the city, for all sorts of business-oriented people to meet, network. You can hire. It's an incubator centre, but it isn't really an incubator centre, although plenty of startup businesses have hired space here. But it's a business space where you can have your company and you're about to become a company meetings here. In addition, there is this fabulous, in my opinion, Nespresso coffee place, tea place too. And today there are biscuits. They're custard creams and I forget what the brown ones are called. But Sean O'Sullivan, for example, Lunch and Learn, Accelerating at Scale on Monday the 11th of September. Sean O'Sullivan, he's an important local business person, really. He will be at lunchtime here. So there are lunchtime events for people who are based here. That'll be the 11th. Well, actually, that's the 11th a.m. It's a workshop. Then there's manual handling training. Imagine that. Training on manual handling on the 21st of September here. And if this digital display screen will hurry up and get back to where I saw that information, I'll be able to tell you who is the company that are Tom Smith, S-M-Y-T-H, and Associates are running manual handling training. So there's not much more to say, except to tell you that this is Paul O'Mahony, who hasn't come here in order to report, who has a number of other things he has to do, including do some writing for Toastmasters, my local Toastmasters club here in Cork. The one I'm a member of is Blarney. This is where people are helped to become better speakers, really, public speakers, right from whatever level you're at, and also to practice the skills of leadership, leading people, and team working. So, from the Republic of Work, on this Thursday, the 7th of September, this is Paul O'Mahony. Thank you very much for listening. And if you want to have any more information about any of the things you've heard on this podcast piece of audio, please get in touch with me. I am on the internet as O'Mahony Blog, O-M-A-N-I-B-L-O-G, and pleased to hear from you and respond to you via Twitter in particular. Bye-bye.